Hey everybody, how you doing? It's Johnny Wizard, Son of Man here, coming to destroy the demon Antichrist. You're Mr. Bush Jr., that unelected dictator who committed the crimes of 9/11 with his partner, General Mahmoud Ahmad. That's according to the FBI. Enemies of God say otherwise. You know, MSNBC, CNN, CBC, Fox News, all the individuals, just about. You can make an effort too, but I've contacted just about everybody there, either by phone or email, thousands of times, okay? They all know General Mahmoud Ahmad funded Muhammad Atta, okay? They hold your life in contempt. Now, if we follow biblical prophecy, I don't like to go there at all. I never have really in the past, but I'll just momentarily refer to scriptures. You know, in the Bible it says, all the nations turn against myself. All the nations turn against God in contempt for love and life and happiness and everything else. But realize it's not all the nations. It's just CNN. It's just George Norrie forbids all Americans, not only the Son of Man, but all Americans are forbidden to discuss Iraq. You're at war. Your kids are dying every day as thieves and enemies to creation, but he doesn't want you to have open, honest discussion with the facts that the demon Antichrist forces have stolen all the Iraq Development Fund monies. You know, they've stolen all the assets of Iraq. Now, they don't get a nickel of that money, right? It's only the neocon God betrayers back home, sitting in the lap of our luxuries, that get to steal all that cash. You know? But so it's not all nations, but apparently, you know, people aren't honorable or brave enough to speak out in defense of their own loved ones, you know? In America, particularly, like how many people in America are demanding the arrest of those who committed 9/11? Not very many, I'll tell you that right now. You know, and it's the tool of tyranny that CNN and CBC use is they know if they don't cover it, you're going to be potentially lost in uncertainty. You know, I've made attempts to contact churches, and I hope you do the same. Made attempts to contact legitimate police services, and I hope you do the same. You know, as I've told you in previous broadcasts, you know, and particularly with my interactions that I've had personally, not all cops are bad guys. You know, they're just not. Particularly in my real court case, like this is a thing, too, people have a big problem with. Even Alex Jones. You know, I was talking about my case with Alex Jones, and he hung up on me, says he can't be true, can't be real. Four crowns working to put me in prison for speaking the truth. You know, and that's what good and evil is. These people do not hold a responsibility to protect Canadian soldiers' interests. They'll kill your kids. The Crown involved in my case, who claims she's standing on a principle of justice, to have me incarcerated on fraudulent allegations. And what are the Canadian soldiers doing in Afghanistan? They're fighting on behalf of a Muslim fundamentalist regime that persecutes those who are Christians. They'll have you executed if you believe in the Christian faith. Now, if you refer to the Quran, you know, 262, I think it is, verse 262, and further in the Quran also, there's many references to this form of teaching in the Quran, but in 262 and other verses, it says, you as a Muslim must acknowledge and practice the teachings of the Gospels, right, and the Torah of Moses. These are holy, divinely inspired works through God. And the Quran is a fascinating work, but people have no experience in this subject matter. All you get to hear is some little Nazi Bush bitch in Afghanistan who says he's going to kill people because they think they're Christians. But Canadian soldiers are fighting for that form of barbarity, intolerance, enslavement of the human mind. You know, and yet the Quran teaches right forward. There's several verses where it says, you know, this is God. The people of the Christian faith, the people of the Jewish faith, are godly people who go to paradise too. The Quran says, once people become more accustomed to what it's actually written in the Quran, they turn against God and against the Muslim teachings. And now you can imagine, like, this is in the Quran. Right, you go to Afghanistan right now, you bring your copy of the Quran, you show the Afghanistan people, you go, look, verse 262, you cite a few other ones, I think it's 268, there's some other verses in there too that you could use, but it says straightforward, Okay, and then you read the teachings of Muhammad. Muhammad states, like, he's just like Jesus, he's just like Hillel in his own way, the indivisible truth of existence itself. But he says, you shall not... Wait a second, I better get this quote right. Too many crazy psychos out there. But Muhammad teaches, you shall not suffer nor inflict inequity. You know, you shall not treat people unfairly. That's all the Quran. Okay, so now the Quran teaches, it says, you know, if you're a Muslim and you don't believe in that, you don't go to paradise either. So if you're treating somebody unfairly, you're not following the Muslim teachings, right? So if you're executing, as the Canadian forces are fighting for this government in Afghanistan, if you're executing somebody because their beliefs don't infringe on the rights of any other living being, but just because they're following the teachings of the Quran, the Canadian soldiers will fight on behalf of you being executed. They're not. Where are the Canadian soldiers' voices to speak in defense of innocent Christians in Afghanistan? They don't have the intellects, man. They don't have the experience of being human beings. They're like the 10th Mountain Division out of Fort Drum. They're not honorable and courageous enough to kill their commanders. If your commander, if you're a soldier, and if you're a real soldier in the American military, and your commander orders you to murder children or murder women for a sadistic, satanic pleasure, you kill that commander. You know, you say, my commander, he just ordered us, as they did it with the 10th Mountain Division, running death squads against innocent families, to murder innocent people who have committed no criminal offense in this world. That every single soldier in the 10th Mountain Division, now, that's just a fact, because they're not honorable enough to kill their commander. Instead, they go and bomb houses, you know, and kill women and children and laugh. You know, do you remember the movie The Running Man? Great action star hero there, Schwarzenegger. You know, in that movie at the beginning there, there's a crowd of innocent civilians, right? And the Schwarzenegger character says, oh, I'm not going to kill those people. They're unarmed. Why would I just kill those people indiscriminately? Now, if you've seen this movie, you'd know that was an honorable, just position to take as a patriotic warrior for the American way. You don't go out and kill innocent people. But we have film footage almost identical to that scene in the movie where the guy, he's looking at all 100, 200 innocent people in the street. And they're saying, these are completely innocent people. What are you doing? And the guy's dropping bombs on completely innocent people. And they're killing all these innocent people, just like in The Running Man. Okay, now, join me in hunting that fucker down, and please, why can't you be a man? What are you fearful of? You know, you're fearful that these Nazi fucks might kill your innocent family. Or siding partly for the evil forces, you go, well, it'll just be my neighbor's kid they'll murder next. You know, like we have these bombs going off in Iraq. They're obviously bombs that have been set off by Bushite enemy forces. Nobody goes into a district of mixed peoples, you know. They keep telling you, the corporate news agenda, there's no Christians or Jews there. There's lots of Christians and Jews in Iraq, right? No, it's just the Kurds and the Shiites and the Sunnis. No, and the Christians and the Jews. But these bombs just blow up people indiscriminately in the street. Well, how does that serve anybody's forces but those of evil? The greatest evil that humanity's history has ever witnessed is a part of the embodiment of the Antichrist itself. You're Mr. Bush Jr. You know, his evil is just unparalleled in wickedness. You know, he had the plan to invade Afghanistan September 9, 2001. They were looking for a justification to get in there for Enron's liquefied natural gas pipeline. That's according to the documents. He doctored the National Intelligence Estimate put together by the CIA. Do you think CNN and CBC don't know that? Well, sure they do. I phoned them 100 times. But they just keep that denied from you. Because they know as soon as you knew those facts to decide for yourself, you go, there is no more arguments on that question. He doctored the intelligence to trick Americans into sacrificing their sons and daughters for no better good. You had complete 100% access to do whatever you wished in Iraq without delay prior to the bombing campaign beginning. 30,000, it turned out, actually. I thought it was only 9,000. It turns out it's 30,000 bombs and missiles they dropped in their awe and shock campaign to liberate the people, they told you. So they've murdered a couple hundred thousand people on the onset of this war, needlessly, just indiscriminately slaughtered all these innocent people. Right? And they said, well, that you'll be liberated then. Right? And you say, well, they were just stupid that way. No, they're not stupid that way. P2OG, Rumsfeld's top secret strategy. It's all about killing innocent civilians in hopes that they'll gun down American soldiers, and Rumsfeld and his buddies at the Pentagon can steal, as they're doing, you know, $10 billion a month. Killing your kids. But George Norrie on Coast to Coast and Art Bell, they don't take anybody's calls. You're forbidden to talk about terrorism. You're forbidden to talk about Iraq. You're forbidden to talk about Afghanistan. There are these occasional moments. But look at how far he has to sacrifice himself. Just to get on the fucking radio and call George Norrie his friend. And he might even think he's his friend. He doesn't want American families to know. Bush's business partner, who worked on the invasion of Afghanistan strategy at the White House 2 days prior to 9/11, was the same guy who funded the terrorists of question for 9/11. He sent them the cash. And then he's the guy that goes to the Taliban. You know, he says, well, we're not bringing any evidence against the accused. Therefore, an innocent person in Christ, and if you decide to hand him over, you would be going against the wise teachings of Allah. You know, that's the whole thing. And it's in writing. It's Jim Mikuláševski at MSNBC reported on that already. Okay? Bush has doctored the intelligence for invading Iraq. Now look at Iran. You know, my friends, see what CNN and CBC is doing. Iran's perfectly within their right to enrich uranium. The uranium they're enriching for their nuclear power plants is not bomb-grade uranium. You cannot build a nuclear bomb with what they're doing. But they will never tell you that part, man. They don't let you know that piece of the puzzle. Because if you did, again, it's over. There is no question. This is a grievous attempted assault to murder literally millions and millions of people. They want to nuke the power plants, so it's something like 15 or so. They've been working on their nuclear power industry in Iran for like 30 or 40 years. It originally was given to them by America, you know, the technology to build these installations. You know, they're part of the non-proliferation agreement. You know, so what's their crime? And then you hear... It's interesting. This is very interesting. I don't know how many people... Well, I'm mostly always talking to myself in these broadcasts anyway. If I can't seem to get any support, you guys would watch me die. I'm one of the... I'm the wisest man on the face of the planet. You know? And fuck, who cares about John? All you need to do is help me to be publicly recognized so I can face my challengers. You know? People think, yeah, he thinks he's the creator. Fucking... idiots. You know, my planet is being destroyed. They're going to set off this huge bomb in Nevada. Now, they're calling it Divine Strike, so I don't know whether I should talk too much about this. You know, but, you know, they're using bunker busters. Okay, now that contains plutonium. They're going to set it off with a huge amount of explosives. It's going to send radioactive materials. They estimate 10,000 feet into the air. These winds, you know, you think, so it's just going to fall, you know, I'm not even going to talk about it anymore. If you're not strong enough to speak in the defense of your own sons and daughters being sacrificed as true evildoers, then maybe America does deserve to die. You know, they're going to set off this nuclear toxic waste, send it up into the air to be dispersed at least through Nevada, you know. You go, so what? You know, it's that same thing. Like flu shots. You know, when they give you the flu shot, a lot of people know, well, I get sick. We get a little sick. We don't get as sick as maybe we could have if we hadn't taken the shot. So, yeah, it's a good thing. You go on the bus and you sneeze. Somebody didn't get the shot. They get the full influenza and they die. Flu shots are stupid. You know, you don't understand. You know, influenza is a constantly mutating virus. So how is it that the World Health Organization can always predetermine a year in advance what the next outbreak is going to be? How do they do that? Because they give it to you. They're 100% right every time, except one. There's only one year where the World Health Organization got the influenza strain wrong. And why was that? Manufacturer of the vaccine stopped their shipment that year and it all got destroyed and they weren't able to send out this poison around the world to kill, like, I forget what the numbers are, but, you know, tens of millions of people they murder each year, the World Health Organization does. They earn or steal billions of dollars in cash from the unsuspecting victims. But all these people are murdered. These are acts of murder. They know that the people will get this influenza strain and they'll die. And it's always the, you know, anyway. So, I mean, those are the things that I can bring about to change this world for the better. I can save people's lives. You go to any cancer like, we got these things all over the place, you know. Canadian Cancer Society, American Cancer Society, none of them. And there's literally hundreds of these organizations. I don't know of one of them that's actually trying to prevent cancer. Like, actually trying to work out a way to cure our species of this dreaded illness. Why is it that they don't work to remedy our suffering? Because there's too much money in it. They're getting all this cash. You know, fluoride causes fluorosis. It's a carcinogen. It kills you. So name the anti-cancer society that says, well, let's stop putting fluoride in our drinking water because it makes no sense. Why are you swallowing this poison? You know, MTT contains the most horrific neurological toxin known to man. They put it in the gasoline, like at the NASCAR races, and it 100% guaranteed. Like, here's the problem, eh? People don't understand, they don't care, they die, and this is why you get the NASCAR families, right? But the NASCAR dads go out to watch the NASCAR races, they get the most horrific neurological toxin known to man pumped in through their bloodstream, it destroys their minds, and you come up to them and say, look, you're breathing the most horrific neurological toxin known to man. Don't you think you should smarten up and walk away from this horror show? Yeah, shut up. You think you're so smart. You know, it's all that chauvinist Art Bell mentality, you know, where there's no truth. Let them die. Who cares? Because if I actually open up to this world, I'm going to be intimidated because we recognize Americans don't know shit about nothing. They're the most illiterate society of history, practically. You know, and you go, yeah, so what? We cheated. That's how we do it. You know, as a consequence, you know, people continually suffer this way, or these ways. You know, with MTT, horrific neurological toxin known to man. It's like the vaccinations that Americans give to their own children. It contains mercury. That for sure causes brain damage 100% of the time, right? It's mercury. It's a neural toxin. Okay, now what, it's CNN doesn't want to tell you that. CBC doesn't want to tell you that. Now, if I was appreciated, I could defeat these demons so easy. Because you can see what they're, well, not we can see or you can see, I can see. You know, but we can learn how these demons attack your family. What they do is they say, well, yeah, MTT or mercury, you know, causes neurological brain damage. That's 100% guaranteed for sure every single time. But you can't prove that the brain damage you're suffering from was caused by this vaccination shot or going out to these NASCAR races. So? You know? Like, that's the thing. People don't have the intellects, the power within themselves to understand how stupid that sounds. But it still works as an excuse, CNN claims in silence. CBC claims in silence. You know, it's similarly with depleted uranium. It contains plutonium. It's a radioactive substance. It will mutate your cell 100% of the time. Guaranteed. We know the science behind that. The energy coming off this particle mutates the DNA of your cell, will kill that cell or cause it to become cancerous. Not maybe. 100% of the time. You put a piece of pleated uranium under anybody's skin, 100% of the time, they're going to develop a tumor. You know? And every single soldier that's ever been shot with the pleated uranium will claim this is so. They get a tumor right where they were shot. Because all the surrounding cells are mutated. The DNA is mutated and they die or become tumor. They get tumors. You know? That's a fact. But CNN will never tell you that. CBC will never tell you that. You know, now, we got a lot of problems. I'm begging you to support me. I have false accusers who are working to put me in prison. I have a judge, you know, he's just not together, man. Look at my motion. I'm asking the court for help to serve justice's cause for our community. He threw it out. Didn't even give a reason why. Just threw it out. Like, this is insane. You know, never mind. You have to support me. You know, these false accusers are going to put me in prison. They claim I'm infringing on the rights of children somewhere. When I ask them, how is that possible? They go, shut up. You know, they don't say shut up. But they're silent. You think the jury's going to be smart? Forget it, man. We'll ensure these people are not intelligent enough to understand even what you're saying. And we have this with the Supreme Court of Canada's sharp decision, where they talk about why these laws are in place the way they are. And there are legitimate reasons why we need to be protected. But that's not what my case is. And the officers involved in my case, they don't have the intellect. They're bushbackers. They support death squads against innocent families in Afghanistan for Enron. Enron. Yeah, I'm listening to the comments recently on the news. It's very strange with Enron. Because actually, crime is very well documented. We know how the crime went down, but I guess the prosecutor involved in the case over there, and with the acquiescence to the corporate media, is not letting you know. And these guys are just saying, we didn't mean it, and we didn't steal anybody's money. It just fell apart. Well, they took the money that people were putting into the company and moved it off to the Cayman Islands, then created fictitious numbers on the stock market total board, and then when the stock started falling, as you would normally think, people would want to get their money out of there. But they didn't let them get their money out of there because those numbers were fictitious. The real cash was off at the Cayman Islands. Now, they did this consciously to steal all that cash. That's what they did. They moved all the money to the Cayman Islands and created a bunch of fictitious numbers on the stock market total board. That's what they did. That's how the crime happened. We got all the evidence. We know where the cash is. The cash has still not been recovered. It's likely still sitting in the Cayman Islands. These guys figure they're going to finish this court case and walk away with billions and billions and billions of stolen American dollars. They got no interest in helping your family. Remember, somebody at the White House doctored the National Intelligence Estimate, and he sent it out doctored. You know, he removed critical sentences. That's a fucking act of high treason. You can't get, that's just about as high as it gets. For acts of treason. He's misleading the Congress to kill your kids. To steal $10 billion from you per month, him and his buddies. And we see these constant videos that are available that show crimes being committed against God in Iraq. These are enemies of Christ. So I give American soldiers an option. You can either hold up the American flag as an honorable soldier and join me in killing these Bushite enemy grunts, anybody who orders the murder of innocent families. As soon as you hear your commander ordering a bombing campaign, kill it. Because, fuck, I've yet to see a legitimate bombing campaign that made any sense. They're all from the same crimes. Where's your evidence? They don't have any evidence. Idiots. They war reason. They war virtue. They war freedom. Now look at this situation we have with Bill O'Reilly. He's going on how he wants to support the criminal actions that the CIA officers, not legitimate CIA officers, Porter Goss would be executed by Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan put specifically a law in place to have Porter Goss executed. It's a standing law. You'd execute Porter Goss and those six or seven guys that stand with him in darkness. Being protected by Bill O'Reilly, he told us in his broadcast. But you as an American soldier are not fucking honorable enough to uphold the virtues of Ronald Reagan and kill Porter Goss for the crimes he's committing. It is against the law to torture innocent people to death for your satanic pleasure. And Ronald Reagan, it's very interesting. The law that Ronald Reagan passed, he also stipulated that it didn't matter what country they hid in. You know, Porter Goss and his buddies there, you know, the Italian government even has their names. I'm asking soldiers to get your guns loaded and help me hunt these fuckers down. Bill O'Reilly says you can't do that as an American soldier. You can't uphold those laws. and freedoms of America. You can't execute those who fully confess to torturing innocent people to death. Not only do they torture innocent people to death, right? The Porter Goss and his buddies there. But they also stay at the most expensive hotels, right, in Europe. They go to the most expensive restaurants. You know, we're not talking about finding the most comfortable bed. We're talking about spending thousands of dollars per night. We're talking about, you know, you're going for a small salad and a sandwich. It's like $800. It's those kind of restaurants. You know, a certain caliber of person only goes to those places, right? But that's your fucking tax money. You know, the reason they do that is because they figure you, as an American soldier, are too fucking cowardly to hunt them down and kill them. They're so arrogant in their action that they feel that you're not strong enough to stand up in defense of the American flag. Now, Bill O'Reilly says, oh no, it's a war. You got to let these guys torture innocent people to death in your name for Porter Goss. And if anybody dare to try to divulge this information to the media, they should be arrested. Porter Goss needs to be executed publicly under American standing law. You go, we got no room for arguments here. Porter Goss admits to torturing innocent people to death, to advocating it as an enemy of America. It is currently against the law. Nobody is unaccountable to a rule of law in America. Sorry, Porter. You know, Porter Goss is, incidentally, this can be thankful for ourselves in other respects, Porter Goss actually has ties specifically to General Mahmoud Ahmad. So we may be able to kill this guy for a whole bunch of different reasons. But let's just get him on this torturing innocent people to death thing. Everybody in the military, be sure your fellow soldiers have heard this. Okay, we all know it's illegal to torture innocent people to death. We all know Porter Goss is committing an act of treason. We all know Ronald Reagan, before he died, ensured that this law was put into place because he had witnessed all kinds of atrocities by Negroponte. Right. And Fox News is Oliver North. You know, he'd been through all that bullshit already. And he said, look, an easy way to solve this is just execute these Nazi fuckers. Like a Porter Goss. When he advocates torturing innocent people to death, kill it. Under American law. You know, kill any soldier who says he supports Guantanamo. These people are innocent. They have no charges leveled against them. Even if they did, of which I don't know of a single case that this is so, but let's just say, even if they did try to kill a soldier in Afghanistan, a Bushite enemy grunt, they would be perfectly within their right to do so. There was no reason to bomb Afghanistan because the Taliban were supporting judicial jurisprudence by suggesting America needs to follow the crime scene leads at the real murder scene to arrest the true evildoers. And then we have individuals like Private Nick Boggs. He says he doesn't have any big problems with murdering innocent children. Right? The 10th Mountain Division fully confess murdering women and children. You know, indiscriminately murdering people in the streets. They bombed the place indiscriminately, targeting whatever building they could find. You know, they wiped out entire villages. And were asked, well, why did you kill all these people in this village? This is one of the reports I have in my motion. Rumsfeld said, well, you know, they supported justice for America in arresting the true perpetrators for the 9/11 terrorist atrocity. That's why he murdered an entire village. He said that he supported the Taliban cause to have arrested those who actually perpetrated the terrorist atrocity, as I say. Like, what part of those statements do you not believe or fail to understand? That's what they did. That's what the report is. You know, again, it's this son of God, son of man, truth thing. Like, I have the hardest, I'm the creator of the universe, and I have the hardest time understanding why you, as another individual, have a difficult time with this. You're either a coward, a fascist enemy anti-Jew, you know, these Likudites, anti-Semitic. Semitic means Arab. So being anti-Semitic means you're being anti-Arab. That's what the words are. Look, get a dictionary. You know? There are things that are true. You know? They murdered all these innocent people in Afghanistan. They fully confessed to committing the atrocities. Not every soldier, but everybody from the 10th Mountain Division will confess they're godless enemies of creation. Ask them. Half of them already are about fucking 2 months away from death as it is. They did CAT scans. They're finding more than half of them suffer from massive brain damage. And they're all falling like flies. going, how is that so? How can that be? Again, I tell you, you have to defend freedom. Justice, freedom, truth, liberty, and consciousness are all not separate from existence itself. And if you want to be, you're going to have to wake up and realize Bushite are the enemies of us all. They're enemies of themselves. You know, it's not my direct cause why the 10th Mountain Division are all falling down dead now. Any 3rd Infantry, Buford Blunt, he confesses to ordering soldiers to kill innocent people. Stephen Russell confesses to ordering soldiers to kill people into Crete. Do not allow Stephen Russell to walk this planet fucking a free man, at least. If these individuals cannot be arrested, like Porter Goss apparently can't be arrested because Bill O'Reilly won't let the facts be told, you're going to have to fucking hunt them down and kill them. If you just sit back and go, I don't know, I'm just want to wait for my paycheck, I'll sit by passively while my commander orders me to drop more bombs on these innocent people, you know, you're going to suffer. We're all suffering. You know, but I'm asking you to be brave, to hold the American Constitution up high and proud. Know that a person accused of a criminal offense without any evidence is innocent. That's who you are on this earth to protect. That's every single prisoner in Guantanamo. That's every single victim of Porter Goss and his satanic disciples of the demon Antichrist. Right? You defend reason. You defend logic. Because that's where freedom is found. In understanding. In communicating. George Norrie doesn't want anybody to communicate wise things to our community. Only pro-Bush. You know, he plays like he's not a big Bush backer, but he is a big Bush backer. Because he won't tell you about Social Security. Won't let anybody else either. You know? The Bush administration subsidized the oil industry. Like with billions and billions of dollars. Their most profitable corporations, you're giving them, like his first day in office, he gave them $50 billion. That's a story unto itself. I think I did it early on. I've been hammering away at this demon before he even took office. When he was moving from Texas to the national stage. So please, trust me that I have your best interests at heart. You know, and as for Sadler, Buford Blount, Mattis, Stephen Russell, you know, all these demon enemies of creation, all of them can be forgiven, but none of them are asking. And if we let them continue in our names, further denying the freedoms and lives of our other family members, we lose. And I don't lose. And you shouldn't either, so join me. So, what are we learning through this process of revelation? Well, firstly, you know, we're learning that the UN has made itself into a completely obsolescent body. It no longer functions as a protector of the human rights of us, the people. They've taken a position, they've voted, to press sanctions against Iran when they have, the demon Antichrist minions, the enemies of creation, have no evidence that Iran is in the process of developing a nuclear weapon. The enriched uranium that they've created are for running their nuclear power plants, of which they've had in power for 30 years almost, or working to bring about. When in the last 30 years did the demon Antichrist forces raise objections? Why shouldn't they be allowed to have nuclear power? You know, you go, the guy, he says he wants to wipe Israel off the map. No, that's not what I read. He says the Zionists are enemies of Jews. These aren't real Jewish people. And he's right. Do you want to go by established history? The documented historical facts of who the Jews are? You know, Jews don't steal innocent people's homes. Don't send 300 rockets into Jenin to just indiscriminately slaughter people while kidnapping victims to tie to the front of their tanks. You know, the Jews don't, as they did just this last month, send rockets into the Gaza Strip to indiscriminately murder people over the course of 2 weeks. And then there's a bombing in Tel Aviv, and that makes the news. Oh, what a terrible crime that was. What's the terrible crime? Innocent people being murdered? That's right. That's a terrible crime. Why does CNN and CBC sanction the murder of innocent Christians? Innocent Palestinian Christians. They don't even air those concerns. You don't even know about it. You know, and yet they say, look at the terrible crime that occurred in Tel Aviv. You know, I'm not justifying. Like, CNN and CBC is trying to do with the new Bin Laden tape. They say, they'll teach you. It's good to kill innocent Americans now. Like Bin Laden wouldn't say, hunt them down to the ends of this earth and anybody who supports Bush. That's what Bin Laden would be saying if he was alive. No, CNN. No, Bin Laden's saying, just kill any Americans. Because it really makes sense. We're not strong enough. You know, and the polls are bullshit, as I told you. But listen, I'm not justifying the actions that took place in Tel Aviv. I'm saying that those are the same crimes. But look, the so-called Jewish, right? They don't care what's in the Old Testament, what's in the New Testament, what's in Revelation. And who are the Jews? The Jews live in Ethiopia. They're black-skinned people. But you don't have to be black to be Jewish, okay? But to be Jewish, as Hillel teaches, there's only one fundamental teaching. Don't do to others what you wouldn't want to be done to yourself. You know, where are they? They live in America. They live in Europe. They live in Iraq. Where are the Jews that speak against these Holocaust deniers? Those that suggest Sattler and his demon minions didn't murder more than 200,000 innocent people in Fallujah? They're Holocaust deniers. They're enemies of God. Where are the Jewish people to speak in defense of the children in Afghanistan who were murdered with cluster dud landmines that looked exactly like emergency food shipments? Remember that? Bush stole emergency food from the people in Afghanistan who were dying of starvation. He stole that food. You know, they dropped... You know, untold thousands of landmines into residential districts in Iraq. The Likuds are say they're Jewish. The people in Israel, the Israeli government claims to be Jewish. Why don't they speak in defense of those innocent victims? I thought you said you believed in God. What God are you referring to that states you support the demon Antichrist? You know, in Revelation, it says the government of Israel is the true Satan. This is Satan, what the Likudites are there. They murder innocent people. Like, it's, again, you don't know it as an American illiterate. You know, none of the magic TV ever tells you what's going on in that area. And all they do is they say, oh, look, we can show you endless. There's an endless supply of people who say, oh, yeah, we'll kill Jews. They'll show you those guys, and they'll go, well, look at what Israel has to deal with. You know, they victimize innocent people purposefully as a political body. That's what their position is. Right? And Hamas, it's a strange time in history, or for Israel anyway. There's never been a position like Hamas is. It's very strange. I don't know how to call it. It's very odd, of course. You know, Hamas is doing exactly what the Israeli government does now. So it's like the Likudites are looking in the mirror. How dare a government take a position in support of the murder of innocent people? Oops, we're not supposed to say that. Are we anti-Semitic? What is going on? You know, they're looking in the mirror. That's when Hamas says they support those crimes. That's exactly what Israel does, has been doing since they've been there as enemies to God. That's what their position's always been. They're stealing people's homes. Did you know that? You know, a guy's been living in his house. His great-great-great-grandfather built it. They own the deed to the land. He's a honest, hard-working man who believes in Christ, is a devout Christian, does all kinds of great things for his community. The Likudites come into your community, steal your house, maybe shoot a few members of your family dead, and then go send you off to live in a concentration camp. They say anybody who criticizes that is anti-Semitic. That's why they're satanic. That's why they're demonic. This is wicked shit. I've seen... There's a road they say only Jews can go on, right? So I've seen footage, and it goes right near where there's alleged terrorist activity, and this was a few years back. But this is probably the most horrific video I've ever witnessed in relationship to the Israeli Jewish-Palestinian conflict. But in this video, only Jews are allowed to go on this road. And it goes right into the heart of a dangerous area where people are so angry that they're not treated as equals unto God as members of the human race. And people had been shot on this road. And in this video, it shows you all these so-called Jewish families with baby carriages. And there's they hear of a shooting little ways down the road. You see these so-called Jewish people running with their baby carriages to the site of where a guy is shooting people. That's one of the most horrific things I've ever witnessed. And I've witnessed a lot of horrific things. But that's what's going on there. That's what these things are. You know, they don't believe in God. They just want your money. They want to steal your land. You know, they don't want to work for a living. They want permanent welfare. And that's what it is in Israel. You as an American, you give them all the money they could have. So, and now, isn't that interesting? I'm talking to all my Jewish friends out there who are familiar with the Old Testament. You know, the Old Testament teaches this story. It's an old story. You know, God, the beginning of the storyline, the God comes down and says, listen, if you're Jewish, don't live in this area because it's corrupt by evil people who want to victimize the innocent. Be loyal to whatever country you're born in or to. If you're a Canadian Jew, you're a Canadian Jew. American Jew. You're Jewish wherever you live. God is not in a wall. God is all things, all people. You know, you want to pray to God, man. You don't have to travel halfway around the earth and put a little piece of paper in a wall. Okay? You can try that if you think it's going to help. But God is more than that. Is all of everything put together. The order to chaos. Intelligence through design. As beauty as wonder. That's almost kind of in the direction of where God's from. You know, all things, man. Okay, well, now we'll take a music intermission. So many amazing musicians out there, songwriters. Such an amazing universe that we share here. And sometimes I wonder, how much am I by myself, separate and alone? You know? I see the world a certain way, or certain ways. And then I realize that people don't give a damn if we don't have like a king guy hanging around, talking like I do. You know? And, I'm hoping that my life is going to change for the better. Not looking too good right now, my friends. You know, I'm almost more than likely going to go to prison because I don't have the funds to afford constitutional lawyers to file the motions. I have a fellow that's helping me out now, but the Crown's not cooperating directly, and maybe the Crowns are fearful of the big world. Could be. Going to jail for a crime I certainly didn't commit. If anything, I relentlessly fight to defend children's rights practically wherever I go at all times. You know, they're kids, whatever. I mean, you know, you're not going to have no in-depth philosophical discussions or anything, but they understand the simple things, you know? Since I guess this is going to be pretty close to my last broadcast, again, without your support, a couple of guys who admit to being Bush backers are going to have me put into prison because the Crown refuses to defend our community, do her job, actually, and the judge is known notoriously as incompetent. And they're just these two Bush guys pushing me in prison, you know, and all it takes is you to make a call and say, listen, George Norrie, we know who committed 9/11, who funded the terrorist operation anyway. Let's start on that. And there's this other guy in Canada. You know, he's been bringing this up for a while, and it looks like he's going to be put into prison soon because we won't speak in defense for our own fucking rights to be alive and free in this world. You know, I'm not a crazy man dictator. I'm a normal guy who sees things a little more clearer because I spend a lot of time reading, you know. A lot of people get very bogged down in a sense, you know. And rightly so. I mean, I enjoy sports. Not as much as I used to. But I can see a guy working a full-time job, you know, taking in the major games, maybe, or watching them. You know, if you have a couple of kids and you're paying these outrageous rates for gasoline, well, no wonder you don't have any time to read. I've been very lucky I haven't been very lucky. I mean, I've been able to, I'm a professional performer, so I can make money. Now I'm almost completely broke. You know, a lot of people are fearful of me now. They go, well, geez, this show is a little scary. So now my job opportunities are being limited. But I mean, for the longest time, I've been doing plays, I've been making movies. You know, I've done amazing things with my life. And I see betterments brought to myself when I do really great things, man. Sometimes I'll do great plays, or, you know, or be part of a production. And man, to me, and I'm sure a lot of people would agree, you know, it's almost like life changes. Like the whole experience, you know, the world around you even. It's like the universe gets a different kind of flavor for those involved in the Showtime endeavor. Like where you're going and what you're doing reflects on the real world, and that's, you know, all the world's a stage, we've learned, you know, through interpretation. You know, we're all just characters. So I've studied that, and I've studied it, and I've really studied it, okay? Because I felt that this is, you know, one of the functions of being alive and breathing. So, I wanted to learn more about it. And I know not a lot of people are interested in that, only because we haven't had much for role models. I mean, we have had role models, it's just that they can so easily be misconstrued in another direction by people who want to exploit the situation, steal money, kill you, fuck, kill somebody, kill anybody innocent, to sacrifice their lives as the undefended now, because people don't know anything about, you know, the Quran. There's a show called Let the Quran Speak, and I've seen a few episodes of it, and it is just fantastic. It's a very simple set. And there's other shows, too. There's a show, I can't remember, Muslim Brotherhood or something like that. And that's pretty good. I mean, there's lots of educated Muslim scholars out there who are trying to spread the news. You know, the Quran's actually, there's a lot of cool stuff in there. But, you know, just as the Holy Bible is. I mean, you can take some chapter out of context and say, well, this is what it means. And it's really a work of God when you understand a few things about it. But it gets scary. People are intimidated by God. They think God is I better not talk about God. You know, one of the things I think I could mention is that God doesn't directly speak to you, because it's not separate from yourself, right? You can have experiences as if you're talking, you know, in your mind. You could say, well, I was talking to Jesus, or the Lord came down to me in a dream, or whatever. But because of the multidimensionality of God as ourselves alone, He's the way it is. God's not going to come down to you and say, look, listen to what John's saying. He's making perfect sense. You know, okay, we can disagree with him on all kinds of things. And he's not that smart. I know a guy who knows a whole bunch more than he does about the football league. You know? And I just have certain aspects of knowledge that I spend a lot of time studying, and it's directly related to our existence and truth as it pertains to ourselves in relationship to all living things. Now it should be kind of cool to you too. But I don't know, it's something I don't understand. People, you know, they go, well, you know, what does this mean? I don't know. You know, I'm so much hoping and praying that some betterment's going to come my way. Top secretly, they wanted to arrest me under the Mental Health Care Act. So they would have drugged me, apparently. And I wouldn't have got a chance to speak in my own defense through a court system of laws. that nobody is really truly in control of. And that's, you know, part of the great thing of how my case has progressed up until sort of where we are currently. Because there are honorable police officers. There are pretty good people at the Crown's office. I'm certain not all these, you know, I don't know what their personal, I don't know what their personal positions are, actually. Because they can play at both sides of the coin, but they're pushing, you know, so. And we can help them escape the Crowns. If you call the newspaper, if you help me engage in the media to have me recognized, then I want to face my accusers. You know, Bill O'Reilly is murdering my friends in Iraq. I want him to explain himself. There's no reason to be bombing that country. We want the return of all stolen monies. All stolen monies. Every last cent. Paul Bremer stole $19 billion from Iraq. We want every single last penny of that money returned. Okay, he gave it to Greenspan. We're tracking down every last dollar. And if they say, well, we gave it to Halliburton, well, that's stolen money. Okay, Halliburton can't take stolen money. It's possession of stolen money. You can't fucking take that cash. I'm sorry. They knew it was stolen money. Everybody knows it's stolen money. Nobody even fucking can possibly build a fake argument to declare it isn't. You know? So everybody knew this was stolen. So we want a return of all that money. And we want the soldiers there to state publicly that they are now hunting down anybody who's responsible for torturing innocent people. Anybody. American, you know, whatever you are. You're getting hunted down by the American liberating forces. You know, who are also going to demand with the money we're going to repossess on behalf of the Iraqis to purchase food and huge adequate supplies of essential services. You know, not at the cost of those who stole the money. You know, we're talking about now hundreds of billions of dollars. A power plant isn't that expensive. It's expensive, okay, but it's not that expensive. Okay, this money is being wasted. We can put it to good use by firstly stopping the indiscriminate murder of the Iraqi people. You know, Kimmett has confessed that he's, you know, he says that, I don't know the background on this, perhaps we can ask him to explain himself, but Kimmett has come forward now saying that Zakari is a total psych-op operation, and I've indicated this from day one. You know, where did he come from? How can there be a video of him now? Remember, Zakari's the guy who took credit for murdering children in Iraq. He brought a whole bunch. This is the crime that he took credit for. You know, he gathered a whole bunch of children together and had them exploded by a roadside bomb, and he took credit for that. Okay. Now, how are you going to kill a bunch of innocent children, and he's going to have these Iraqis all standing around him? Okay. That's the illusion that the Bush junta wants you to follow. It just doesn't work. It doesn't fit ever. He has like a something like, I can't even remember what the last total is, like 369 second lieutenants. Because they keep saying, we got the second lieutenant. It's to Zakari. You know, there's a guy who's kept the official list. It's insane. You wouldn't even believe it. But you'll see it. He's got it all documented. It's a beautiful thing. Hopefully I can find it. I don't have access anymore, of course, to communication technologies. They stole all my computer equipment, as I've indicated already to you numerous times. You know, they've intimidated people in my community. You know, and my ability to reach out and touch someone is diminishing, you know, quite dramatically now with this impending prison term. You know, I want to face my accusers. I want the two officers, I will offer it to them. I mean, I'm not going to force them into this. But I would ask that my two accusers prepare a public statement and allow me to have a rebuttal, and then they can speak back in their own defense, if they want. You know, otherwise, I want to speak to the charges that have been laid against me. We'll give them lots of time to think about it, though. I'm not pushing them into that right now. But that's another thing that I want to get done. Now, to have to do those things to better our humanity, I'm going to have to ask Fox News, CNN, CBC, and MSNBC to grant me an hour that will be broadcasted simultaneously on all four channels, be in our program regarding the criminality of the Bush administration. We'll give talking heads, if they wish. Well, then they can set, actually, they can set whatever they want. But I was going to say they could do, an hour rebuttal after, or 15-minute rebuttal, or 2-minute rebuttal, or do a rebuttal the next day. A next day's rebuttal would probably, they can do whatever they want. But there's also the possibility of the next day being set up for, if they wish, an hour to challenge my facts that I bring forward that are all documented. Remember, like these things I don't make up out of thin air, like Bush does. Okay, I give you reason to believe in yourself. Bush denies you that liberty and commands your faith in him as the fucking dark evil Antichrist. I know, it's like a comic book. I know that. If you think a little bit more about it, things start to appear kind of fictionalized and very, very strange. But I've been in and out of that, inside out even. And it's cool, it's interesting how life evolves or devolves, strives to survive or falls down and dies. That's all very interesting stuff. But don't be frightened by the fact that we're all like comic book characters in some ways. The good thing about the comic books is the good guys almost always win, overall. We have people to save the day. You are, super coolly, whoever you want to be, man. You can be anything you wish in this world. You can be an equal to me, okay? But if I get on the public stage or whatever, I guess I'll be a kind of different kind of person than you could be. But that's what it is for all individuals. Everybody is uniquely unto themselves. Okay, that's the beauty of this whole thing. And that's where, you start thinking about that miracle of life itself. And then you're really cast in wonder and beauty of the whole thing. Well, not beauty of the whole thing, just beauty continuous. And God gives us this ability. He's doing us, or he, she, life does us a favor by giving us this gift of wonder. But there are good decisions and there are bad decisions. And just right decisions are better for all people concerned. If we just go blindly into the darkness, dying every which way but loose, we're going to suffer for it, as we always have, until finally, a guy like me appears on the scene, understands the mechanics of character development through archetypical designs and suggestion, comes to realize eternal properties of reason that exist as time itself is, and then you begin to wonder, you're like me. We're not so far apart. People go, yeah, he must be really magical. Well, I got some pretty cool tricks, man. Card tricks and stuff. But the things that I have that are attributed to be miraculous are ever-present properties of your own consciousness. You have all the abilities that I have as potentials. And you have so much more to offer me. As I've stated, we're all uniquely individuals, and we build ourselves in our own, don't want to say image, but it sounds right, the word should be there, but image is too used too often. But we play a part in our own development. We play a part in our own. This is one of these super stupid simple things. Of course. But because the world is that way, and the space for wonder is infinite in dimension, each person we meet can be a totally unique, beautiful thing. Or, well, not a beautiful thing, but, just everybody you meet is a new person. It's another one of those super simple things. But it's really an amazing thing. When you talk about people who have things to offer to better all of ourselves. And I think I'm on to a lot of those principles. And I think they really make sense. And it's a bit of a gamble. It's a huge gamble for me, right? I'm counting on just a couple of people standing up for themselves like I am for us all, saying, yeah, you need evidence to form your guilt on someone. And I don't know about Johnny Wizard yet, but I'll tell you what I know for myself. We got to follow the crime scene leads. We got to support the FBI. We got to have this General Mahmoud Ahmad arrested and tried for the crimes of 9/11.
He can't be just walking free, away from the crime scene. Because that's sacrifice. That's not freedom. Okay, when you start saying, well, we're going to, like all these people go, 9/11 is, or the unspeakable 9/11. Like, these people, fuck off. You know, you can't speak about it because you either don't have the time or you're intimidated by good police work. But the rest of us have some serious concerns. Okay? You know, and the people who are working, you know, and I you know, the thing about television, I mean, it does have some pretty amazing positive attributes to benefit our society. You know, I listen to the guys on CNN, and they all seem like fairly decent Joes, you know, or Flows, you know. You know, but you can see there are times when they, either through their ignorance or through deliberate acts of sabotage, actually work against ourselves. Now, it might be because they're fearful, or, you know, as I say, in ignorance, they're just not qualified. But I know we have people in America. We have great people in America. They just don't have any shows. You know? And I think, you know, if I could get a show on television or perhaps the radio even. I mean, why doesn't George... I'm asking you, George, to invite me on for discussions. You know, because I'm not happy with the decisions you've been making regarding your show's content. You know, they got no interest in defending the American people. Your school system sucks. There's all kinds of better ways to improve it. It doesn't take a genius. Just compare your system to practically any other country. You know, but that takes time. It takes people who kind of know a few things. So you're going to have to get off your high horses there. Like, I think that's the biggest problem in America, as I've indicated already, I believe in this recording, you know. This idea of believing you're the best by your nation succeeding at so many wondrous things. Well, individuals made great strides forward for the benefit of the human race. But you as an American don't trump everybody else because you're born in that same country. I'm a better American than probably 95% of all Americans that live in that country. You know, I'm the one who's committed to the freedom cherished within the American Constitution. You know, I spent some time reading the Declaration of Independence. You know, I know how the Federal Reserve works. The Treasury Department's printing up the cash, giving it to the Federal Reserve. They're borrowing it to the Federal Reserve bankers. Then the Federal Reserve bankers borrow it to Congress, and then Congress dole out the cash to whomever. But the original loan comes from the Treasury Department, right? Because the Federal Bank has to make the arguments to the Treasury Department why they need to print up new money. So the original loan is not Americans to the Federal Reserve, it's the Federal Reserve to the Treasury Department. So the national debt in your country is how much money American bankers owe the American people. Do the division. You've got lots of cash coming to you there, buddy. That's what all that money is. Figure it out. Yeah? So that's almost miraculous. Because you think, well, Jesus, out of all this time in American history, nobody actually worked out where the money was coming from and going. You know, stuff like that. Like, that's, I think that's miraculous. You know, only because it's so stupid that we didn't figure that out earlier. You know? But that's cool stuff, man. I think it's cool stuff. And I'm open for debate. You know, years ago I wrote an article on that relationship. And I mean, if people challenge it, that's great. I mean, we want to challenge. Like, that's the thing. People say, no, it doesn't work that way, John, because da-da-da-da-da. Explain. Good. That's fine. But, you see, I don't think there is a legitimate... But maybe there is. I learn through experience. You know, I learn through communication. And seeking out new challenges only makes me a better person. And I know it'll make you a better person, too. It doesn't mean I'm better than you now. You could be better than me. You could be unbelievably huge in this moment we call now. But I'm off doing something else because this is a pre-recording. You know, here we are. In this moment, we share as equals, sort of, kind of. You know, but some of us know more about other things than others, you know. So I'm, as I said to you before, I'm not all that bad a guy. I'm committed to freedom. I'm going to succeed at this. I'm going to be a big hero, and you guys are going to give me a bunch of money because I'm going to sell you something. I'm going to become fabulously wealthy through this. Yeah. So what? Who cares? Well, not fabulously. I don't need billions of dollars. You know, I'm not looking to score big time on this situation. But I want, you know, I want a bit of cash. Now, if I'm not running for political office, right, and there's nobody's willing to give me any money at all, I'm going to have to sell something. So people are going to use this against me, right? I imagine. So, well, you can't sell anything to us because then that would be taking advantage of our good charity. Okay, so... So I'm going to have to figure something out. That's only if you support me to be recognized publicly as a challenger to the authority of your Mr. Bush Jr. Otherwise, Bush Jr., even if Bush Jr. goes, you go, yeah, we'll wait till the next election. Yeah, but when are you going to arrest the people for 9/11? If you let him walk away with Cheney and Rumsfeld, especially Rumsfeld, man, P2OG, he talks about killing innocent civilians as an effective military strategy to ensure that soldiers will die in that process and they can get locked into a conflict where he can continually suck the blood out of us all. If you let him walk away with the evidence that is so clearly outlaid against his character, I don't know what kind of hope we're going to have left. You know, we can defeat these guys. We can do it. And I'm not a bad guy, like I say. I don't want to put too much burdens on people, but, you know, we're going to change things around the place. We're going to start talking about politics. People who don't understand what they're talking about, well, we'll expose them for what they are. That's okay. We can all take a big ego crunch, you know. If you don't know what you're talking about, we have to challenge those that do. Like people at Fox, every single broadcast almost, they lie in ignorance and don't think they have a responsibility to investigate any of these stories. Even the fluff ones. There's nothing there. Although there's some, you know, I don't want to be too hard on these guys either, you know. But obviously we can see. People who are right-wingers are stupid idiots, generally speaking. Left-wingers is everybody else. That's why they say, what's the Democrats' position? Well, everybody, that's everybody else, right? How do you, here's another example. You go to an NDP rally in Canada, those are the so-called left-wingers, leadership debate, actually, for the party, and every time you can go through the archives, you can read up on this in the newspapers. All the candidates are completely diverse. They're totally different. You can't even compare one with the other. They're totally different people. They have different beliefs on different things. You go, well, this guy says this about Medicare. This guy thinks this about law enforcement. You know, but then this guy's got this issue with the pensions and stuff, and that's a different. You know, you're just confronted by that reality. Then when you go to a right-wingers convention, it's always the same. They're all cardboard cutout characters. We all know exactly what they want to do. They want to take bribes from lobbyists, right? They don't call it bribes. They just say, that's how the government works. We take money from these guys for political favors. How else do you think we could ever get anything done here? Well, where are we going to get our money from? You know? But that's what they're doing. They're just taking cash from whoever will give it to them. And what happens? You know? What happens? Terrible things, man. Terrible things. So the whole system of how we are governed needs a massive overhaul. And the best way to fix that is to have, again, give me a show, an hour show, a weekly hour show that's broadcast on all four stations. And then they can challenge me in any way they want. You know? So, I think that's fair. And then you can ridicule me and call me names and say disparaging things about my character. And I'll just push it off my shoulder. It's okay. Hey, I can live with it. Or die with it, or whatever. I'm moving forward on this issue. Okay? Things aren't so bad. And I tell you, man, God is amazing. There's a lot of potential. But you people won't believe me. And you don't believe me even about the evidence thing yet. So we've got a hell of a long way to go. But we start, firstly, with understanding. Without evidence, the person's innocent. It's really simple. Those who disagree with that are our enemies. Now, how do we deal with those guys? We have to teach them. They have to learn. And if they're murdering people by their ignorance, we have to halt them with every force we have at our disposal.